This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Found out that the Trump administration is putting a pause on all student visa interviews. So just give me a little bit of your reaction to that, and you know, where do we move forward?
Well, pausing all student visas is absolutely absurd. It's outrageous. It's detrimental to all of our communities across this country, including right here in Western New York, where our university systems depend upon a robust student visa program and students from all across the international community that come to Western New York to study. And many, as we know, stay. They end up getting their citizenship, raising their families here, and becoming a key part of the growth of our community and the growth of American society. And this is just another attack from this administration on higher education across America. And it's absolutely unacceptable. It hurts our country. We are a melting pot in the United States. And part of being a melting pot is bringing students in from all over the globe that recognize the value of higher education here in our country, and it not only helps to grow our economy and grow our higher education options across the globe, but it also helps us to create cultural ties across the global community as well. So it is terrible, it's detrimental, and the Trump administration ought to reverse this wrong-headed policy immediately.
Now, you've been a strong critic of the Trump administration, even with today's press conference, too. Did you ever think that it would come to a point where this would even happen?
Well, I think people are looking at what's happening coming out of the White House on a daily basis, and those that didn't support this president are saying, you know, we this is what we expected, and those that did support him are having buyer's remorse. They're saying they never thought they'd see the day when student visas would be frozen, or money would be ripped away from our community, or Medicaid would be cut, or Medicare would be cut, or Social Security would be threatened, all to give a tax break to billionaires in this country. Like, this isn't the American dream. This is the American nightmare with Trump as president. And, we have to fight back against what's coming out of the White House and, quite frankly, the Republicans that are supporting these wrong-headed, backwards-moving policies that are hurting our country. It's hurting the fabric of our community. In many ways, we're seeing what's happening out of the White House is unconstitutional. It's hurting Americans in their pocketbooks. It's hurting our economy, and it's driving up the cost of goods and services. In the meantime, running roughshod over the Constitution. That's not the American dream. And the Trump White House ought to be ashamed of the policies they're putting forward. And sadly, I don't think they are by any means. I think they're going to continue to move forward with blinders on. And that's why we got to call it out when we see it.
Do you think a school like UB is going to be particularly hit by this?
There are thousands of students that come to the University of Buffalo every single year from all across the globe. It is part of the fabric of the University at Buffalo. It's part of the fabric of the State University at New York system all across our great state. And it's part of the fabric of America. But right here at the University at Buffalo, where we see thousands of the next generation of New Yorkers and Western New Yorkers, Buffalonians that are being educated here, that become a fabric and a part of our great community, the city of good neighbors, to see the next generation being told, no, you're not going to get your student visa just because the Trump White House has something against now immigrants that want to come here to get their education, live a better life. It's absolutely catastrophic for the University at Buffalo and the entire SUNY system and, quite frankly, the American higher education system.
I know you said you're not endorsing a specific Buffalo candidate. Could you just talk a little bit about why, what your thoughts are on that?
Yeah, the process is playing out. It's been clear from the beginning. There's really, we'll let the voters decide.
And do you think that the results of this election will have any major impact on the area or on funding, things such like this?
Okay, the bottom line is my job as a congressman is to work with every single leader at every level of government, and that's exactly what we're doing. We'll continue to do that.
Some good news, the GM powertrain plant with a huge investment. What does that mean to our area?
Look, this is a monumental investment into the GM plant, $888 million. It's the growth of not only GM here, the growth of jobs, growth of our economy, but it's confidence in the Western New York community. It's a confidence in the growth of the GM industry right here in Western New York. It's supporting hundreds of jobs, hopefully creating hundreds more, you know, right on the edge of the Canadian border. It's the cross-border traffic that we see each and every day that's supportive of this GM plant in particular. And it's the largest investment in any GM engine plant in history. So we're excited about it. It's very positive news amid chaos and uncertainty going on in the economy. So the growth of hundreds of jobs here in our community, investing hundreds of millions of dollars, it's worth celebrating each and every day.
Do you think any of this has to do? Some people look at this and say, well, this is a direct result of America First tariffs. You've got to build stuff in the U.S. Has this been something that's been in the works, or do you think that does play a little bit of a role?
I think what we've seen come out of this GM plant here is some of the hardest working people in all of the country and certainly all of the world. You know, those folks at the GM plant that go to work each and every day to make that particular plant successful are really owed a debt of gratitude for their commitment to the work that they do every single day, to their relationship that they have built. Once again, with GM, they have a long-term contract that's allowing GM to recognize that this is a plant that's worth making a long-term investment into. And so to see this record level, the most ever invested into a GM engine plant in the country, happening right here at the Tonawanda engine plant, the heart of our community, I think it's a tribute to GM. It's a tribute to the workers that make that plant operate each and every day. And it's certainly a tribute to the economy here in Western New York, and it'll add to the wind at our back in moving forward and creating jobs here in our community.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody. All right, everybody have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.